Depending on what age you are, you might remember Hank Jr. more for asking, "Are you ready for football?" than any other song that he ever recorded. Those of you that have paid attention during Beaver football broadcasts over the last 15 years, you know I'm not playing a country song right now. We're going to play some rock and roll. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready to cheer on the Beavers? To the Beaver players, are you ready for the season to begin? There's a gaggle of new coaches on the Beaver sidelines. Are you ready for football? You're darn right they are.
Well, are you ready now? From the revolution for too long, your power has been taken away. It's been taken away. Does your heart feel heavy now? See for the solution. Take those mental shackles off and throw them away. You're gonna get the naughty.
It's been boring for me because I was out for a while with my groin and everything, so just watching kind of sucked. But yeah, we can't wait to hit somebody in different colors now.
It's been fun, although the NCAA having 24 days before your first game can relook at that. That's a really long camp for these kids. It's extremely long for the coaches too. So yeah, we've basically been here since the 5th we reported, and thank goodness the 30th finally showed up.
A week ago, I ran into Coach Bolte, said, "How are things going?" He said, "Schultzy, it's time to play a game, and it is not next Thursday." Last weekend, the Beavers had already run 2,200 plays in practice. That number even surprised Gunnar Olszewski when I told him about that number this week as well. Roughly 100 plays per team per game, 50 on offense, 50 on defense. If you're playing the odds, 11-week season, 2,200 plays. The Beavers ran those 2,200 plays in 20 days. 20 days worth of practices. Yes, they're ready for football.
That's enough already now.
Yes, Hank Jr., they're ready for some football. Yes, there will be a lot of new names that you'll hear tonight, some of them for the first time. No, you won't be hearing names like Jordan Hine or Brad Birchfield or Alex Burgess. No Evan Tompkins, no Blake Holder, no Jordan Johnson, no Christian Lundy. No Tahi Nomain, no Trevor Wetlaufer, no E.J. Olszewski, no Anthony Valentine, no Jameson Evans, no Nico Daniello, no Tristan Ross. Who will you hear their name tonight? How about freshman quarterback Brandon Ault? How about wide receivers Manny Kugma, Brendan Bolio? How about defensive players like Yakub Muhammad, Vamone Kane? Or how about Gunner? No, not that Gunner. How about Gunner Feldhedge? All freshmen and sophomores that you're going to hear a lot tonight. Are they ready? We shall soon find out.
Are you ready? Shotgun snap, Hine will pass. Throws to the right, single coverage. In stride, Lukowski, wow. Touchdown! Andrew Lukowski down the far sideline.
That could not have been placed any better. It was right on the mark.
Well, at least one of the players in that highlight still on the field, Andrew Lukowski. A junior college transfer, now as a captain for the Beavers. The other guy in that highlight, while he's still on the sidelines, unfortunately Jordy Hine doesn't have any more eligibility. He's traded his throwing arm for a coach's headset. Another one of those guys I said you wouldn't hear tonight, E.J. Olszewski. Yeah, he's on the sideline too as a coach. He'll have to coach up the defensive backs to do stuff like this.
Jeremy Newman dances down, the ball pops loose. It's picked up by the Beavers, picked up by Gunnar Olszewski. He is in. That is a touchdown for the defense.
Are you ready? Are you ready for us to prove them wrong? Are you ready? Let me know you're ready to be turned into people.
Kickoff in a half an hour. Community Appreciation Day and Beaver football is back right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you ready? Are you ready?